How we doing in here? Everybody doing good? Just want to say, kind of piggyback off what, you know, the OG said now, and, all praise to the Most High, and this is definitely an opportunity that I've always dreamed of. I got a call from Mr. Elway the other day and Coach Vance Joseph, and it was just like, you know, it was surreal to me. I was sitting down with one of my friends, and Mr. Elway called, and I was like, yo, John Elway just called me. You know what I'm saying? So I played my first NFL game here when Peyton Manning was a quarterback, and I fell in love with the city then, and I always told my team, I said, man, I'd like to live in Denver one day. I just didn't know it was going to work out this way, so I'm definitely excited to be here. We had a couple teams. We had the 49ers, the Lions, the Giants. Got a couple interests from some you know, a lot of mostly NFC teams, but obviously this one was a no-brainer, you know. So,
what did you play with the Colts? Did they have a 3-4?
Yeah, it was a 3-4. It was more of a 3-4 read front, and that was kind of like the
read and five technique.
I played everything, sir. Right. I played everything. I was all over the place. Nose five. Three technique, you know, four. I was all over the place, so.
He said that was part of it, that you played well, but they never really figured out where you belong best. Are you looking forward to maybe settling in at one or two spots?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's up to, you know, the coaching staff and what the plans they have for me and what they want me to do. But obviously I'm willing to play any position they want me to play, just be a key contributor and, you know, come in and plug in and start working. But it doesn't matter where. I don't care where I play. Never did, never will.
Is for you to take the next step in your career here?
I think I just got to learn from guys like Pekka, you know, kind of just keep sharpening my tools. Like he said, we're going to sharpen each other. And I think with me, myself, I just have to get better at technique. You know, I feel like I run to the ball well enough. I feel like I play with a lot of energy. But I think technique has been a big thing for me coming from a 4-3 in college and, you know, playing in now a 3-4 defense, and just it's a different type of scheme. It's a different type of makeup. So they want you to do certain things, but you got to kind of think about everybody around you. So that's the biggest thing in the 3-4 I've noticed is it's more of a, I don't want to say, not that a 4-3 isn't a team or in a defense, but 3-4, really, you really got to trust that guy next to you that he's going to be in the right spot.
You think your game in week 2 last year made an impression? I
hope it did. No, I like to think it did, and part of that was just because I was so excited to play against the Broncos, and you know, growing up, you know, watching them and just knowing the history behind this organization, I always was super duper excited to either come here and play football or play against the Denver Broncos. So I guess my game week 2 kind of sealed the deal a little bit, but you know, you never know what's going to happen in week 2. I'm just happy I'm here now.
Were you surprised?
A little surprised, you know, but that's the business side of it. You never know what's going on. You never know what, you know, the front office is thinking. And there's a new regime over there, too. So was I surprised? Yeah. But was I surprised that they didn't, you know, that I'm not there? A little bit, but it's okay. I think I'm in the right spot now, and I think everything's going to be.
Why does size matter and stuff in the run in the kind of modern-day NFL?
Well, if you look at it, now the NFL has kind of turned into a passing league a little bit, but you still got – those teams, like, you know, Pico just came from the AFC North. They still like to run the ball. The Steelers will run the ball all day on you. And I think that it's important to be stout in the run game and have big size, because if you can run a game, you're successful, you know. And that's pretty much where we're going now here, is we're trying to get some guys like myself and Pico to beef up the front. So, obviously, we got the guys on the back end that can cover all day. You got an animal like 58 coming off the edge. So, obviously, what we need now is some bigger size, guys like us, just to – you know, beef up the front and, you know, kind of take charge of the run game.
Would you like to be able to join up with guys like that on the back end, 58?
Absolutely. I mean, if the quarterback can't throw the ball, he's going to hold it. You know, that gives us a little bit more time to get there. And if they got to go chip and send 2-3 guys to go block Vaughn, it's only one guy that could block me. So, you know, it's a fun experience, man. And I'm definitely excited about it.
You had a chance to meet Bill Kolar?
Yes. Actually, I had a chance to meet Bill 4 years ago, coming out of Delaware. He was with Houston during that time. He was like one of the second coaches I've actually talked to at the combine. And it was funny, we just had a good laugh upstairs because he had called me after the draft. And he said, you kind of just stuck it to me and told me, like, get lost. But it was just funny. But it's crazy how, you know, the universe works. And now we're working together and we're going to get a chance to really get better together.
It looked like you had a lot of success in Indy when you were a penetrating player. Do you feel like that's where you can, you know, get your game off the most?
Absolutely. That's just what I did my whole entire life before I came to the NFL. I always was a guy that just, you know, I started playing football my junior year in high school, and the first thing they told me is just see ball, get ball. You know, so go get the guy with the ball. Go in the backfield and make plays. And that's kind of where I learned to play football. So, you know, once I got to college, they wanted me to do the same things. Once I got to the NFL, it was a little bit different. But I still had that, you know, that ability. I still had that mindset. And I think that, you know, those are good things that I could bring to the table.
How much has your journey helped you that, you know, you're in Maryland and you end up humbled by it and end up in Delaware?
Yeah.
How much does that help you as you kind of start over here?
I think it helped tremendously. I mean, it's a anytime you can get humble, no matter what the situation is, it's always good for you. And I like to think, you know, even though people call them mistakes, I like to think that it's just a learning experience. So I did a lot of dumb things when I was 18 and 19 years old. Who doesn't? You know, so, and I think that those things that I went through kind of helped me build my character, helped me become the person that I am today, the man that I am today, and the player that I am today. So I definitely think it helped me out. And, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Okay. Oh, Troy,
have a good one. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Have a good one.